Say your.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros? It's your boy Willie Knight, first of his name, last of his kind, and I would like to welcome you back to the Good Noodles Podcast. I am the goodest noodle, one of the four discovering daddies of the podcast, and I would like to welcome you all back again. Thank you for all the love and feedback that we received over our very long absence, but we are overdue for our return. As you can see, it is just I here on the podcast, and that is not necessarily a bad thing. Well, at least, you know, I hope it's not a bad thing for y'all. I hope y'all fucks with me like that. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning back in. First time listeners, long time listeners. I do appreciate all the love and feedback that we've received in our absence in the last 2 years or whatever. But I was like, fuck it. It's time to get back. I miss doing this shit. Isaac, Adam, and Mel, they miss doing it too. We could just never really get on the same type of schedule. And, you know, we're fathers. We have jobs and careers and all that other stuff. But don't think like I'm just gonna be riding solo every episode, because they most definitely will be here with me from time to time, but fuck it, I'm here, so let's do it, let's roll. All right, so I'm gonna just get right into a segment called Discuss My Tims. All right, and for the new listeners or those that need a refresher, Discuss My Tims is a segment where we just go over something that's just bothering us, like no matter what it is, right? And if you got something that scuffs your Tims, your Vans, your Nikes, your Uggs, your Yeezys, your Crocs, whatever it is, yo, let me know on any of my social media platforms. All right, that's the Good Noodles Podcast on Instagram, Good Noodles Podcast on Twitter, WK _ first of his name on TikTok, whatever it is, let me know. Yo, one thing that scuffs my Tims, for sure, as a parent, is changing stations in public bathrooms that are not like in the stall. Like, that is so weird. Like, we live in a time where like you really got to protect those kind of things, so it's like super inconvenient when you got to change your baby or whatever, because I have a 3-year-old. When you got to change your baby and you have to change them in a changing station that's just out in the open. So, any old person could just walk through there and just see things that, like, I'm not comfortable with them seeing from my child. So, like, I always love it when I see, like, changing stations in, like, a stall or something. You know what I'm saying? Or they have, like, the family restroom that locks and stuff like that. Like, come on. I think we got to do better. Like, number one, we got to do better, because I shouldn't even have to be concerned about that, because those type of people should just, like, die slow. Like a real slow and painful death. I support all types of people, no matter what race, religion, color, or creed. But I don't get down with sexual predators and child pedophiles. Like, y'all motherfuckers are the scum of the earth, so most definitely die slow. I mean, I'm pretty sure none of that is going to get me canceled, but I just think it's weird that, like, we don't have, like, that set standard, like, across the board at any public restroom or whatever, but I don't know. It is what it is. That's what scuffs my Tims. Like, that just really fucking bothers me when I have to change my daughter in the men's room and the stall is just out in the open, because then it gets all weird when somebody else walks in there. So that very much so bothers me. Like, I'd rather just change her in the truck than change her in a bathroom where the stall is out in the open. So I guess the truck has tents, so if I change her in there, nobody could really see her. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what scuffs my Tims. Now, what is it that I want to talk about today? Because obviously I've been thinking about this return episode or whatever for the longest. And it was just like so many things have happened and so many things have just been hot topics and stuff like that. Like, so it was, it, oh man, I missed you guys for real, for real. But what I wanted to talk about today, what was kind of like heavy on my mind, is that I noticed on social media, there's a lot of back and forth almost. Like, it's almost like it's definitely trendy, because that's what social media is, right? It's trendy. There's a lot of this versus that or whatever, and that's fine. It creates content and creates a conversation. It's provocative. Gets the people going. One thing I noticed that's super annoying is like this whole men versus women thing. Like, everything is like the man versus the woman when it comes to relationships or friendships and this and that. And of course, it's good conversation, it's good debate and stuff like that, but it's super annoying. I think we're forgetting the point here. Like, I thought the point was for like a man and a woman to be together. It seems like we're just always at war about something. Like, who, like, where do you take a woman on a first date? Like, where should you not take her? Like, that list that came out was bonkers. Like, yo, the list was crazy. Like, the Cheesecake Factory was like the first on the list, and I'm like, yo, hold on, because the Cheesecake Factory is kind of lit. Like, I'm not gonna front, I can't tell you my favorite food item off of there because I don't go for the food, but the cheesecake is busting. If that's what you went to, what's wrong with the Cheesecake Factory? Like, Applebee's, Chili's, Chipotle, Olive Garden, what else was on there? Your House, Wingstop, a buffet, IHOP, the gym, church, Starbucks, coffee dates, ice cream dates, family functions, movie night, Netflix, Hulu, etc. Somewhere that requires a long drive, bowling, nightclubs, hookah bar, a bar just for drinks, Waffle House, sports events. Okay. Out of the 28 things on the list, What the fuck? Where does that leave us to go? Like, let's see. I didn't see the library on the, I just saw Buffalo Wild Wings, and you can go fuck yourself, because I love Buffalo Wild Wings. I didn't see the library on here, so I guess we're going to the library. Going for a walk? Going for a hike? A bike ride? Yeah, I just doesn't leave much. Okay, so no fast food chain restaurant. Okay. Like, this is crazy. Like, first of all, like, I think it's real interesting that people really, and of course, people are entitled to their own opinions. They absolutely are. People like what they like. People don't like what they don't like. Everybody fucks funny to somebody, according to Dave Chappelle. But, like, people take the interest and disinterest of people way too far. Like, way too far. Y'all take it too personal. Like, this person that, like, started the list, I don't remember who she was or who she is. I don't really know or care. But, like, you know, a lot of people, a lot of women, they kind of ran with it. And that's good for them. If that's not where they want to go on a first date, then if you are somebody that is still interested in that person, then you need to get to know them well enough to know where to take them. I'll be honest, I'm not much of a dater. Not that I say I haven't been on many dates, but like, usually the relationships that I get into come from people that I already know. I'm not saying I don't take them out on dates, so don't even try to create that narrative. But I meant, like, I usually take you out on a date if it's already clear we're both interested, we already both know each other, we already have that form, that level of familiarity, and we're already, like, cool enough where I know where I should take you or where I want to take you or whatever. Like, you kind of have to know that about that person, you know. And I get it. Some of these things are circumstantial. Like, you just met a person, you saw them in passing or something like that, and you're like, damn, I'm trying to get the math. But then, like, you have to, like, you have to have that introduction date, because you, like, that introduction date, like, if you kind of met them in passing or maybe, like, yeah, like, in passing, not like a cat call kind of thing, but whatever, you, shorty got rizzed up at a random spot, y'all wasn't really in a place where y'all could just sit down and get to know each other right there, y'all exchange numbers, and it's, well, yo, people don't even really exchange numbers no more. Like, I'm not going to hold you. I see people, like, I don't hear, like, oh, let me get your number. I definitely hear the, oh, I don't give my number out, but you can have my Instagram or my Snapchat or whatever, whatever. So there's that. But either way, you exchange information to contact each other, right? I feel like you got to have that introduction date, that familiarization date, where it's super low threat. It's easy to get away from. Like a coffee date. Like, it could be a coffee date. Like, yo, like, I'm about to go. It don't gotta be a drink. Not everything gotta be like, let's go get lit. It could be any time of the day. It could be in the middle of the day, right? For me, here, I'm not gonna front. For me, it's like, yo, I just met you. I like you. You like me. You cute. You cute as a button. You finding in your fine cousin, whatever the case may be. Like, I don't know you like that. So I'm going to try to plan something. At least I'm going to try to get a little bit of information from you just within that conversation. Because when you approaching people, people love talking about themselves. So if you can ask open-ended questions and kind of gauge their interest, you can figure out what would be a good place to take them for a first date. You know, I'm not saying it's like the perfect first date or something like that, but there's definitely ways to tell. I don't know. You just really got to get to know somebody. And you don't have to know every single detail about them. But, like, come on. You could figure out some place that you can mutually agree to go. Like, if you, like I said, if you're interested in that person and they got this list of places that they don't want to go and you cool with that, then, hey, I love it for you. I wish y'all nothing but the best. You know what I'm saying? But the first date, it really just depends on what the person likes. Like, you got to kind of figure that out. And what does it take to just communicate? Like, hey, like, I want to take you on a date, you know? Like, I would like to take you here, 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 here. And then they say yay or nay. Like, do they want you to plan the whole thing? You know, like, y'all got to establish that, too. Like, this whole civil war about who pays for what. Like, truth be told, my opinion is that if I ask you out on a date, I'm a pay for it. And vice versa. Like, if you ask me out on a date, then you pay for it. I don't think it matters if the man or woman pays for it. Like, because we both, you know, we in this together. Now, do you know, not to get into that, but my opinion on that is y'all got to go over the financials. As a human being, can you provide? You know what I'm saying? Like, we've definitely shifted gender roles over this last generation. You know, obviously over the last several generations. This ain't the 1950s anymore where if I come home, and dinner's not ready from the housewife, then, you know, I'm not going to push her head between the washer and dryer. That's not funny. I'm not condoning domestic violence, but I said that lightly. Anyway, yeah, it's not 1950 anymore, bro. Like, women have more power. They have more rights. They have more opportunities, you know. Like, granted, are we in a place where everybody's equal? No, let's be real. No. In most industries, you know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody's equal. But if you're with a woman that makes more money than you and she's cool with that, then y'all got to figure that out financially. You know what I'm saying? But we not talking about relationships and marriage and all that other shit. We talking about just dating. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, dating is the time to communicate. Dating is the time to identify these red flags. And if you cool with somebody being that real picky, with being that picky about where they go on a date and stuff like that, and you're cool with that, then you're cool with that. If you're not, then there's your fucking answer. I think it's crazy when people get into these, like, situationships or whatever you want to call them and feel obligated to just sit there and fucking suffer. Like, nah, it is what it is. Like, you can't. Y'all be knocking people for being themselves. Like, and then y'all wonder why we have all these mental health issues and all this other stuff. Because, yeah, like, people want to feel accepted. Like, you know, as a human being, you know, you want to be loved. And, of course, you get those people like, oh, I don't give a fuck of what people think and da da da. Yeah, that's cool. I understand that. I get it. But, like, nobody wants their character attacked on the regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, you attacking my character because I don't want to go to Cheesecake Factory on a first date? Yo, that's your preference. Y'all be attacking people because they don't like black women or they don't like white women or they, like, y'all like, ay, ay, ay. What the fuck does it matter? Like, who cares? How does that affect you? Like, get the fuck over yourself. But one thing for sure, I think gender roles has obviously shifted. I know I just touched on that, but I think gender roles has obviously shifted over time. You know, once upon a time, the man did everything in terms of work and the woman took care of the house. And now you got situations where that's not the case, where there's a house husband. They do everything a housewife does. You know, they stay at home, they tend to the kids, they cook, they clean. They wait for the breadwinner to come home and then they move accordingly. Like, if you cool with that and that shit works for you, like, who the fuck is anybody else to tell you otherwise? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is just weird. But, like, how do the new shift in structure of gender specific roles, you know, like, how does that new shift, like, affect dating? You know, because I feel like we're still holding on to some of those things. By we, I mean we as a society. I feel like we're still holding on to some of those things where you're like, oh, can a man provide? Can a man pay for this? Like, a man pays for everything. Okay. Can you cook and clean and something other than fucking shrimp Alfredo every other day? Like, can you chef it up in the kitchen? Are you a baker? Can you sew and knit and all this other shit? Like, women have jobs and professions now, not like they did in the 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever. Like, there's definitely a lot more progressive things going on. So how does this progression of success amongst the genders, like, affect the dating scene? Well, men may not have to provide as much because women can do that themselves. Like, women can afford their own trips. They can spoil themselves and take themselves out to do their hair and nails and all this other stuff. So a man may not necessarily, like, there's less of a sense of urgency for that to get done because women have their own income. They have their own means to support whatever lifestyle that they want, you know, like, and if you're going to be that person, I'll say person, because I'm not, you know, I don't want to just single out women or anything like that, because human beings do it. You know, if you want to live a certain lifestyle that you cannot maintain yourself, and you're still actively looking for a partner or whatever, then it would probably be in your best interest to find a partner that can support that. You know what I'm saying? Like, as men and women, we're shifting. So we should definitely try to figure out what works for us, right? Because, like me, I know how to cook. And again, I could cook more than some shrimp Alfredo and whatever, you know. I could grill, I could bake. I'm not a good like fryer. I have not mastered fried foods. Like I can't fry foods. Number one, I don't really eat fried foods like that. So that's probably also why, like, I never really taught myself how to fry some chicken. Like, yes, I use pans and oil and flour or breadcrumbs, whatever. But, you know, it just don't be hitting the way my sister's or my mother's food or whatever used to really be hitting. So I'm not really much of a food fryer. However, I definitely do bake. Grill, I cook, I clean, like, I'll tend to the woman too. Like, it's not just always like come home and rub my feet and whatever. Like, nah, you had a long day too. You got a job, a career, whatever. Like, I'm gonna come home and tend to you as well. You know what I'm saying? It's a team. But y'all gotta figure that out. Like, what's the roles? Y'all have to communicate that, right? Like, at least for as far as I've known living with anybody, like, I've always taken the trash out. I've always been, like, the one, like, oh, there's trash that needs to be taken out. I got to handle that. What's the new norms? It's not assumed that every single relationship, the man is the head of the household, the head of the table, the breadwinner, whatever the case may be, you know? Like, not even the leader. Like, the man may really not even be the fucking leader of the marriage or of the relationship. So, and that's cool. Y'all just have to communicate that, right? So another thing is like that I think is interesting is like, can a woman still be submissive? Women are not as submissive these days. And I feel like that's because the man has gotten away from that energy where they have to be the dominant all the time. Or in general, like, there's plenty of men that said like they're not the dominant in their relationship, or they don't have to say it, like, you see it, like, the woman dominates that shit. She's the leader. She wears the pants. Call it, you know, call a spade a spade. Ain't no three and a P's out here. Call a spade a spade. So that's definitely a thing where the woman can be strong. She can be powerful. She could be a leader. But she can also be submissive to the right guy. Like, you as a man, you just got to bring that out of her. You have to give her that security where she don't have to be this rough and tough gangster with you. Like, she don't got to be that hardcore chick, you know? Like, those women that you meet that are kind of, like, intimidating because they're real, like, they're confident. They know. Like, they don't need a man. That's another thing. There's no need for a man anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, the need for a man and a woman is specifically become scientific. You know, in order to reproduce, I need a man or woman. And even that's subjective because, you know, you got the sperm banks and all that other good shit. But, like, whatever. So, again, the man doesn't necessarily have that need to be submissive because, I mean, some of them are. A man doesn't necessarily have that need to be the dominant all the time because women are more powerful and stronger and more capable now. So there's not always that need. There's not that supply and demand that if I want, like, you know, women grow up and, like, young girls, they're growing up and they're being taught, like, you have to, like you're not showing qualities of a good wife. You have to like design yourself around how to be a wife or be a woman or be a mother or whatever the case may be. And we've gotten away from that, and I'm not complaining and I'm not knocking nobody for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should all aspire to be good human beings. You know, like, my purpose in life is not to be a good spouse. You know, like, of course, that's something that you should want to be, you know, but that's not my life's purpose, is to grow up, be a good spouse and whatever. Like, mine is to figure out my purpose, you know, like, to be a good human being, to nurture those around me and accept everybody. But let me not get into that. With that being said, like, men don't always have to be the dominant these days. And, you know, like, I think what that also does is that opens up the sensitivity of men. that was definitely ignored for quite some time, you know, like, be a man, you know, like, crying like a bitch, you know what I'm saying, like, things like that. So what we've definitely gotten towards is, like, the idea that men are now able to express themselves a lot more in terms of what they're feeling emotionally. You know, like, it's cool for men to be sad now. It's cool for men to cry. It's cool for men to be something other than this super stolid person or robot where they feel more than happiness, horniness, and anger. You know, like, it's definitely, like, mental health is definitely romanticized these days. And I feel like that shift in gender roles within the generation has definitely played a part in that. You know, men don't have to be the dominant all the time. Men can, like, men have emotions too. Now, in terms of emotional intelligence, I don't know a unit of measure, so therefore I don't know who is more emotionally intelligent when it comes to men and women. However, I do know what I do know, and based on my observations with the men and women I do know, I can't really say that men or women are more emotionally intelligent. If you feel as though you have an answer, then please feel free to let me know on any social media platform. Reach out. Like, it is okay to be overwhelmed. It is okay for things to, for you to communicate and say, this is too much, I need help. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's the typical, like, maybe what we're getting at, you know, like therapy and stuff like that. But also, I mean, like, hey, like, with your partner, with your friends, like, hey, I'm going through it, bro. I just need somebody to listen, or I just need to talk, or I just need to be around people, like, you know, or maybe you kind of turn to your vices, whatever that is, you know, drinking, smoking, fucking, all the above, you know. But we've definitely come to that point where we can express ourselves. Now, granted, you still see men getting destroyed for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, think of Will Smith. You think of the crying meme or whatever, all that stuff because of what him and Jada was going through or whatever. Like, all that information we found out, like, against our will. No pun intended. That was so lame. That was so lame, but I didn't do that on purpose. Like, we definitely, like, did not volunteer to know that information, so it was very interesting. But yeah, you see the picture of him crying and stuff like that. Michael Jordan at, damn, what event was that? But whatever. The Michael Jordan crying meme. The Tyrese, you know, like, he went on that rant. Granted, that was some real extra shit. But when he went on that whole social media rant, they was playing him for expressing himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do think, like, we do get messed with a little more as men when we express ourselves, and then it kind of creates that internal insecurity of, like, when do I express myself, how do I express myself, or do I just man up and kind of figure it out. We got to get away from that shit. You got to find somebody, whether it's a friend, a spouse, a companion, a relative, but you got to find somebody or something where you can create a space where you can fearlessly express yourself in a healthy way. I'm not saying find a punching bag, because that's definitely not what you should be doing, unless it's a literal punching bag, in which case, yes, go off. But I meant, like, as a person should not be your punching bag, and literally or figuratively, that should just not be a thing. And it gets overwhelming. It gets overwhelming being the dominant all the time. It gets overwhelming being the leader. Like, please tell me, if you're a parent, lie to me and tell me it doesn't ever get overwhelming to be a parent where you're just like, damn, I'm tired. This is too much. Or maybe you went to work all day. you worked your ass off all day, or, you know, maybe you didn't, but whatever, you physically went to work all day, then you come home and you gotta be a parent, you gotta be a dad, you gotta be a mom, you gotta be a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a spouse, whatever, you know, like, you have to, there's, it's two separate worlds, and it gets overwhelming sometimes. Like, yeah, you get used to it, but then it gets overwhelming, and you're just like, damn, bro, I need a break, you know, like, but, like, you know, since we're talking about relationships, like, in a relationship, or dating, you know, like, if you're used to being this role, and that's that was kind of like your assigned role, but whatever, that's the role that you play in that relationship, like, is it cool to ever get away from that? Like, if you are always the dominant, if you are always the decision maker, if you are always the head of the table, is it ever cool for you to kind of like take a step back and let the other person be the dominant, or let the other person not be submissive all the time, and like, hey, I, you know, I'm cool with you being submissive, I'll dominate, I'll lead, you know, but can you lead if I can't? Can you cover all roles of this marriage if I can't? Because love is not 50-50, you know, it's 100-100, but the trick with that is, the 100% is different every day. Like, you have to, like, you know, like, that 100% may not be 100%. That 100% might be 5% today. Like, yo, I don't got it, babe. I had a long day. I can't really entertain conversation or issues right now, whatever. Now, I'm not saying you should definitely prioritize anything outside of your relationship, because, you know, you do have to take a step back from other things so that you can tend to your relationship. But, like, some days 100% is 100%, and I got it. Whatever you need, I got it, you know? But it's damn sure not 50-50, because it's not always going to be equal in terms of contributions, whether that be to each other, whether that be around the house, or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Like, it fluctuates. So it's not, love is not 50-50. And whoever fucking told you that, they're lying, or they just don't know how to math. Because love is not 50-50. Love is 100% of what you have at that moment. And sometimes you may not have anything. And that's okay too. And truth be told, your partner may not have anything either. And that's okay too. But you got to communicate that. You got to say, yo, look, I don't got it right now. Oh, you don't got it either? Well, then shit, we just don't got it right now. What does that mean? You know, like, I'm not saying it means that y'all got to, like, break up and all this other shit. But you got to communicate. Expectation management, you know. People have expectations and it fucks with them. They lack the right way to use expectation management. So it fucks up the flow of their relationship. So then you also have this whole, like, okay, like, let's say the man is not the dominant. Or the woman is not the submissive. The woman is the dominant. The man is the submissive. You know, like, what changes? What does that? What does that do? You know, like, does the man think differently of a woman if she has tendencies of a guy? The whole, like, oh, when a woman's moving like a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you hear the term all the time. You know, like, what does that even mean? What does that look like? You know, like, it's weird to say nowadays because, again, we're shifting in terms of a generation, in terms of what a woman is and does versus what a man is and does, you know, like, everybody has their opinion, you know, and I think what I'm not going to sit here and do is go back and forth with anybody who didn't have one in their life, but then try to sit here and coach people through what that looks like. I didn't have my father in my life, but I became a father, so I can speak to that. You know, like, if a woman doesn't have a man in her life in terms of a father or a brother, how the fuck, like, yeah, the fuck you gonna tell me what a real man is? A real man, da, 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 like, shut the fuck up, you know? And men do it too, like, oh, a female should do this and do it. Bro, your mother didn't do none of that. Your sister didn't do none of that. Your aunt, your great, your grand, your bald headed grandmother didn't do none of that, bro. So how you gonna sit here and dictate what she got to do? You know. And now we definitely in a tit for tat generation. Let's keep it a stack. We definitely in a when I move, you move, or how I move, you move, just like that. Like you definitely see it. Like, oh, I moved how you moved. You wanna be out here in the streets, but telling me I can't talk to this person and that person. The fuck out of here, bro. You corny for that. Like, you moving in a certain way that you can't handle if the other person were to move that way. And then get mad when they hold you accountable. People be scared to be held accountable. They shy away from it. They take it, like, to places they don't need to go because people holding them accountable. Like cancel culture, like that shit is crazy. People getting canceled for holding people accountable. Like you just sound crazy. Not all ideas are good ideas. Some of them are just stupid. That was a dumbass idea. That was a, you know, like that was weird. You know, but then you just gotta be real. Like, oh, you did this, and I thought it was funny that you did that. You know, and I do think of you a little differently or whatever. Like because you did that. Like, but riddle me that. Like, what does moving like a man look or sound like today? Because if we're shifting what this looks like, if we're shifting the roles and responsibilities and abilities and capabilities of men and women, where men are doing less and women are doing more, then what does moving like a man look like? I mean, yeah, if people want you, right? Okay, so think about this. What does a man gain from marriage? What can he gain? So the woman gets a new name. The woman gets a provider, a protector, a mentor. Like they get a wedding because, you know, the wedding, you know, that's for the bride. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get kids. But then, like, what does a man get? A partner, a companion that he has to provide? Like, so now my earnings, I have to take that and now divide it into two. Right? I have to take what I know, what I've earned, what I've worked hard for, whether I went to school for it or just worked my way through the trenches. For it, I now have to split that in two and then some, because when the kids come, right, I split that in two. I give you my name. We have a contract that says we're legally binded to each other or whatever, right? And then what? Right? Now, at the same time, when a woman allows somebody to have sex with them, because you know the saying, maybe you don't, but there is a saying that goes, men have sex with who they can have sex with, and women have sex with who they want to have sex with, right? Like, so the woman has the power, and a woman knows within seconds if she wants to fuck you, or if she would. A man knows very soon, almost just as soon, if he would marry you. Now, it's up to both of you to fuck that up. It's up to both of you to prove me right or prove me wrong. Right? So what am I gaining? What am I gaining by marrying this woman? Because now I got to split an income. I got to pay all the bills, more bills than what I had before, credit card, all this other stuff, you know? But maybe that's not the case. And please, like, guys, like, don't think I'm speaking universally here, because I know that there are 50-50 marriages when it comes to who provides what financially, all this other stuff. And there's marriages and relationships where the woman does provide more. And that's fucking dope. I love that, you know? But then the same questions, like, apply. Like, what does she gain from this? Because now she's the breadwinner. She's making all this money. And he's not making that much money. He's barely getting by if he even has a job, you know, or whatever. So what does she gain? Because now her finances are going to bills and maintaining a household. I mean, you know, in some cases you was going to do that anyway. Maybe not to this extent, and probably, you know, probably be cheaper living together. But then again, if y'all both have two good incomes, then you good, right? But, like, what are we gaining, you know? Like, it has to be more than that. So, a man is going to know. He's going to look for these reasons over time to either, yes, I'm going to marry her or I'm not going to marry her. And this is why. I don't feel like I'm winning much. I don't feel like I gain anything from this, or I don't gain enough. The price is too low for me to buy it, or it's too high for me to buy it, however you want to play with the price. But with women on the other side, you know, like, they're going to fuck whoever they allow to lay with them. And at the same time, what does she gain? What does she gain? A risk of children to a father that is below average in terms of quality. He's not a good dad. He's not a good partner, but he looks good and got good dick. So I guess you had that going for you. Now you're stuck. But then all that goes away, right? Because now he's out in the streets because you don't make him happy or whatever the case may be. Like, damn, bro, like, you came to me, whatever, whatever, right? So what does this offer? What does this mean? You got to figure out what it is that you gain from these transactions, you know? Like, hey, I get it. In today's economy, relationships and marriages, that shit is a business move sometimes. Like, yo, I really can't even afford this place by myself. But, hey, two-income household, that looks a lot better than just me living by myself. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, just some of my thoughts on it, and I'll expand on it in a later episode. I don't want to take up too much of your time, at least for one episode. But those are just my thoughts on some of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me get some feedback. Let me see what y'all talking about, what y'all thinking about what I had to say, and then I'll kind of go from there. And of course, if y'all want to come up on the podcast, you're more than welcome to. Just let me know. I'm open to many of people coming on and sharing their thoughts and views, you know. Have a good, respectful conversation, a good debate, have a good time, have some drinks. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Yes, it's just me here, but this is still the Good Noodles Podcast, plural. All right, Isaac, Adam, and Mel. They're in the cut. They're behind the scenes. They're still letting me know great things to talk about, and they'll get on when they want to get on. Until then, y'all stuck with just me, and I hope y'all enjoying yourselves for sure. I did miss you guys. I did. I did miss doing this. This is just really cool. I enjoyed doing it, and it's just something that I don't mind doing. Like, I had a liking for it. People ask me about it all the time. Like, oh, you know, like, when's the next episode coming? And I mean, this is for 2 years now. People still hitting me up or still reaching out or still, like, they see me and they're like, yo, what's going on with the podcast, blah, 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 blah. I just enjoy doing it, and I'm going to keep doing it, and I hope y'all keep tuning in. And, of course, before I let y'all go, I ain't take a shot this whole episode. So I'm going to definitely make sure I take a shot, a cheers, a toast to just being back and getting back into the groove, because why not? I love being here. I hope y'all love having me here. Well, you got to fuck with it at some capacity because you're here and you tuned in, right? And you made it this far into the episode. So if you got a drink with you, pour it up. If not, then get me on the next one. So cheers, and then may all the pain that you have in life be champagne. Salud, dinero, amore. Yo, Luna, take him out, girl.
Say you're...